if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Going to be a little bit of a faster cast, I'm not going to lie. I have to get on a plane and I don't want to be late to the airport. We have some weather issues right now.
He needs 4 hours.
No, I'm not that guy. I used to show up to the airport. I hated being in airports, so I would get there really last minute. But flying's got so difficult lately that it's like I want to get there at least an hour and a half early just to make sure, because you never know. The lines could be nothing or they could be out the door. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to do that. I'm going out to see the set of The Chosen, and so I'm going to interview some people from the TV series and then be there for one of the tapings, so that's kind of cool. And hopefully, I mean, if they need an extra and then throw me in a robe, I'll do that. Whatever they need, that'd be great.
I mean, you do have the beard.
Yeah, and I got a resume. You know,
take like, the glasses off.
Yeah, I got my resume with me. I'll be like,
your resume.
Yeah,
that's it, right.
You know what my resume? You know what my resume is? Just a few words.
I got a feeling you'll tell me.
I can only imagine. That's it. That's my resume.
No,
I just that's
that.
What I drop on them. You've probably seen my work. I'll try to connect with the director on that when I talk to him. But I'll be talking about all that when I get
again,
home.
If they do need like a short guy in a robe, though.
Yeah, that's me. I'll be Zacchaeus all day long. So I went and did a self-test because I had to get tested. Like, it's SAG rules. You've got to have a certain test. So I went to do that. And I never self-tested before for COVID. And so I did a drive-through one. So I drive up. And they're like, okay, you got to give your ID to the people. And so I put my ID in the bucket there, the bin, and they retract it. Like at a bank, you know, those little trays. So I put my ID in there where everyone else is touching their IDs and throwing it in. And then the lady takes it, no gloves, looks at all my stuff, then puts it back. But they're being so cautious about all the other hygiene stuff. And like after you swab your nose, you have to wipe the bag down with a towel that you've used. And then you have to put it in a receptacle. And then you have to wipe that down. I'm like, and then there's somebody with no gloves just taking stuff. This is why people get frustrated at the lunacy of, if you're going to do all of the restrictions, then do it all the way across the board and be consistent with it.
Yeah.
Because this is insanity.
I agree with you. I know you're not the only one. There have definitely been times where I thought, well, what's the point?
Right.
Like seeing people get a different cup for every time they get a refill, but then you're using the same Coke machine, pressing the same buttons.
And you're not, like, you haven't changed anything.
If we're going to do this, if we're going to make life inconvenient, then go all the way, I suppose.
When I was working at Disneyland in California after 9/11, they put in really strict regulations for searching people that worked there as you would come in, like right after. It was a big deal. And so I would have to get on a bus, take the bus to there, and then they would go through my bag. And like, so the guy one time, the guy that was doing it just kind of haphazardly looked through, okay, go ahead. And I stopped him. I said, dude, no. I said, if we're going to go through the inconvenience and the charade of this protection, then do it. Like, do the job. Like, because I could be a crazy man, you know?
Yeah.
So if we're going to all pretend that this matters, because, you know, either do it or don't. So go through every pocket of it. And I'm sure everyone behind me was like,
I hate you.
I hate you so much right now.
One of these guys.
I know. I became that guy. But I was bent. I'm like, do the job. If you tell me it's important, do it. do it right.
So then your life is made inconvenient yesterday because you had to go and get make an appointment for that test.
Yeah.
Then you had to do it.
Yeah.
And then germs could have just as easily been spread
Absolutely.
The whole time.
Absolutely. But it's
ridiculous.
It's the world we live in. But I did like the self-test. I didn't think I was going to like that because it's kind of like, I've always wondered about giving yourself like a shot, like insulin or something. Uh-uh. I don't know that I could do that. So I'm like, okay, I'll take the thing. And they say, stick it up an inch into your nose. And I have a cute little nose. So an inch is a long way. But I wasn't sure if I was going to do it right because I need the results to be right or else I can't go to the set of this movie if I don't get the results.
Mm.
So I start pushing it in and it hits like where it should stop, you know, like kind of where your finger would normally stop. But just kidding.
Let me see.
Gosh.
And so I started pushing it and then it's really weird because you can push right past that point.
Oh, Lord help us all.
And then you just wiggle it around and you do it for 15 seconds. I'll tell you, I liked better having the control and doing it myself than when I had someone else do it.
So nasty.
Because I could process it better and I could almost visualize what was going on and then take it out. And then you have to do the other nostril. And it really, I'm telling you, it really wasn't that bad. If I have to do another, well, I actually have to do another one. When I get on set, I have to do another test. Like, oh my gosh, this better be worth it. So all things being equal, I would like to do the self-test if I have to. And it, please, at least do me a favor, put on some gloves, make it look like you care about this. That's all I ask. All right, some news here. The Gabby Patino case, we talked about this the other day, and I saw an article on this that really landed on something that I had been wondering. So the Gabby Patino case becomes a point of interest here for internet sleuths and social media.
Yeah.
And since it was reported her missing 9 days ago, her case has kind of captured the nation's attention, and they finally put out a warrant for the boyfriend's parents' home, and they took his car, and so they're actually going after him now. Mm-hmm. Because he just disappeared, and so they're trying to figure out what happened. But then it's like there's all these people online that are sharing their reactions and all, you know, actively trying to help solve the case themselves. Because we've gotten into this weird world of crime junkie shows. I mean, Rock, you listen to all of them.
Oh, I do. And they make it seem like, hey, I could do this too.
Right.
Like anybody could get involved and do this. And especially too, when you have the internet at your disposal, you can find out a lot.
I watched a whole Netflix show on one of these like real life crime dramas of someone trying to solve it and all these people. It was fascinating. But you sit there and you look at this and the question is, are we seeing this life as a tragedy? The loss of this girl is a tragedy, or is it just some sort of internet puzzle we're trying to solve? Like we're more concerned about solving the puzzle and the story, and it's like this fictitious story and we want to solve it like a movie, but the reality is it's this family that's had their lives just flipped upside down, and there's all these people getting in, but then maybe the attention actually helps it get solved though too.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's the, what do you call it? The double-edged sword,
know?
Like I'm sure there's a lot of families out there that didn't get the attention that they wanted to.
Right.
And they're thinking, what can we do to get people to look at us and pay attention?
Like even the people that picked up the boyfriend when he was still out near the Tetons, then they went to TikTok, I think, and posted videos about their reactions to picking him up.
And that's the only way that girl, she claims that her and her boyfriend picked up the boyfriend. They didn't know him. They just saw that he was hitchhiking and they picked him up. But the only reason she knew that he was wanted for murder or whatever is because she saw a news video on TikTok.
Mm.
So she's not even paying attention to like whatever's on TV. She's just glued to TikTok. So that means it's made it to social media as well.
Exactly.
But also too, this girl, Gabby, who's missing or presumed dead, she was a big social media influencer.
Right.
So that might have worked towards her advantage to get the attention. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they were in that world, that ethos already, and they were trying to create a YouTube channel where people follow them and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's just interesting. Like, I hope that people still in the midst of trying to solve this realize it's still a family and it's still a life. There's that Netflix show with Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez about true crime.
You know,
and like they're all living, trying to solve this mystery of this murder in this hotel that they all live in, you know, and stuff. And so it's become that pervasive. There's even a show about it, the sleuthery that's going on. Here's a weird, ironic story. ISIS-K is attacking the Taliban. Okay, so we're in Afghanistan. We're fighting everybody over there and trying to keep peace. Then we pull out. The Taliban takes over the entire country within 6 days. It's unprecedented. But then they're not even radical enough for ISIS-K. So ISIS-K, get this, has started putting roadside bombs, and ISIS-K with IEDs, like they used to do to our soldiers, is taking out Taliban people. So, goodness. Like, they are now already infighting over the control of this country, and sadly there's just normal people that didn't ask to be born in Afghanistan caught in the middle of this mess. It is, we destabilized that area so much by literally pulling out 2,500 Marines, which is crazy that it's just going to be in this anarchy. But there's part of you that's in a weird way, you're like, good, let them deal with each other now, you know. But it is interesting that that has already devolved into that kind of a
scenario. And it didn't take that much time.
Oh, none at all. No. Yeah, 2 weeks maybe, you know, mm-hmm. and it's probably only going to get worse. And I feel bad for the people, mm-hmm. the innocent people that are caught in the middle of that nonsense, yeah. and that political mess.
But it does put into perspective the problems we do have here in, like, America.
Yeah.
Where, like, what's the biggest thing I deal with on a daily basis?
I know. No. Did you hear my story, though, about the gloves and the... Okay, it's not as big as a deal. Yeah, you're right.
You didn't get it. You had to stick the Q-tip in my own nose.
I'm so sorry.
Lady Rock, what do you got?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, they are back together. I think that's old news. Everybody knows that now. But he was recently seen publicly gushing about Jennifer Lopez, just aww. About how amazing she is. He said, quote, in awe of what her effect on the world is.
Wow.
So he said he's seen over and over how women have approached her and said that they have been
inspired by
her. Yeah. And also that he said, at most, as an artist, I can make movies that move people. But Jennifer has inspired a massive group of people to feel they have a seat at the table in this country.
I'm curious, like, if you're Jennifer Garner, who he has kids with.
Right.
You're like, did you ever say anything about that? About me like that?
I don't
you know,
think so.
Like, oh, because she was with him through some of the mess that he went through.
Yes,
too.
That's very true. And, but a big aspect of what he's saying is he's also saying women of color.
Okay.
So that Jennifer, I'm not sure what she.
She's Puerto Rican, I believe.
Okay. So that's a big factor in all this gushing that he's giving her.
And if I'm wrong, please don't. Well, let me just say this. If I'm wrong about her nationality, I'm not a racist. I'm guessing that I thought I remembered that was her nationality.
Now,
I'm not saying it's all the same. I'm just saying.
Jennifer Garner, though, is Caucasian.
Yes.
So while she may inspire other women, she doesn't, I guess, have the same effect as Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Would.
Well, you know what? He needs some happiness in his life. He's got some demons that he's been dealing with.
And a horrible back tattoo. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
It was a bad decision, and I'm not sure why he did it.
It's big.
And Jennifer Lopez hates it, too.
Oh, she does? Mm-hmm. I wonder if he loves her so much that he'll get it removed.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, if you get a tattoo from another time in your life, and then somebody else doesn't like it, but what, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, really. Like, getting them
removed
hurts.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way. I'm not getting my tattoo removed. No way. For anybody.
Once again, you start complaining about the Q-tip up the nose.
My Scrabble piece.
Yeah. You can't remove this from me.
But it's on my wrist. It's very sensitive. It's a very sensitive area.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
All right, what do you got for birthdays, Rock?
All right, we got a few to celebrate, like Wyatt. Dad's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Wyatt's dad. Then Joseph, he's celebrating his birthday today. He's been a listener since the Total Access days.
Oh, wow. It's not Joseph Zamunda, is it?
Schwinder.
Oh, Schwinder. Okay. Hey.
It's a cool last name. Nice to meet you.
Hey, what's up?
And then Caitlin wants to wish her mom, Cherry, a happy birthday. She said, my mom is turning 60-something
weeks. Nice.
So she needs a special shout-out. She is one of the hardest-working people I know, prayer warrior, pastor's wife, nurse, dog mom, mom to many. She does it all.
Nice.
Happy birthday. She said, what makes your mom a superhero in your eyes?
Oh, boy.
This is easy for me. My mom's ability to see only the good in life, in people, in bad situations. She has these rose-colored glasses that I just don't possess. I'm colorblind. Mm-hmm. So, like, she can see anything and find good in it, and I usually mm-hmm. find the bad first. And so, yeah, she's pretty amazing at that.
I would say my mom's ability to put everyone before herself.
Ooh.
She is very selfless.
Yeah.
She always puts my dad first, puts me first.
Are you ever frustrated that you like didn't get that trait from her? Because she's amazing.
That's rude.
No, I'm praising your mom.
No,
she is
but
amazing.
You're also being mean to me.
I'm just saying you're like Danny Ray.
That's
is that mean?
Mm.
Oh!
I could say the same for Haley.
Oh, absolutely. I admit it. I own it. No, your mom and dad are both awesome. Gavin!
My mom's a teacher, and then she also does, like, she leads, like, students at church on Sunday. So I think what makes her a superhero is how much she cares for so many kids' futures.
Yeah.
Because on a weekly basis, I maybe care about, like, a few people's futures.
Yeah, but you know what? You're still putting people first, though. So you're sorry, no Rock, no disrespect, Rock. But you're teaching Sunday school and stuff like that. So you're like you are living out like what your mom instilled in you.
She does inspire me.
Yeah, that's
thank
pretty
you, mom.
Amazing. Yeah. What?
You know what? Never mind. I don't know. You know what? Didn't you have to leave soon?
I do need
you
to leave soon.
I want to talk about my life story. It all started back in 1981 when a small Robin met a big Danny Ray, and she said, hey, let's get married.
Okay, well, you can do that. I'm going to walk out of here.
You have to say.
I can't. I got to go.
I locked the door.
I got to go.
Yeah, I can do that. Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast, and as always, thanks for being a potty. See, you're right. I shut her mic off. Boy, if I could just do that in real life.
No.